Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. People assembled outside the Fairbanks Legislative Information Office this morning to protest Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget vetoes. Alaska lawmakers are convening today for a second special session called by Governor Mike Dunleavy to set the amount of this fall's permanent fund dividend. But lawmakers will initially focus on Dunleavy's more than $400 million in operating budget vetoes. Speaking at a July 3rd press conference in Fairbanks, State House Speaker Bryce Edgman noted abundant statewide concern about the vetoes.
The enormity of the governor's vetoes, I think, is just beginning to take hold, so we're just beginning to understand sort of the gravity of all these cuts.
Edgman met with a group of interior state legislators Wednesday prior to a public hearing where they heard overwhelming opposition to Dunleavy's vetoes. A legislative override requires a three-quarter majority vote, or 45 of the state's 60 lawmakers. Dunleavy's 182 vetoes, totaling $444 million, could be considered all at once, in groups, or individually. Legislators have 5 days to take action. Smoke advisories are again in effect for a block of the central and eastern interior, including Fairbanks. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Brader says smoke is drifting in from wildfires burning across the region.
The smoke is also enhanced by high pressure aloft, which makes a capping inversion to not allow it to disperse as high in the atmosphere.
Brader says the high pressure is forecast to largely remain in place for several more days.
Start to weaken on Wednesday slightly, but doesn't really disappear completely through the weekend.
Brader says the smoke was worst this morning in the Fort Wainwright and Eielson areas, where visibility dropped to half a mile. Alaska State Troopers are investigating a weekend shooting in Fairbanks. A trooper dispatch says multiple calls came in after 2 a.m. Sunday reporting shots fired in the vicinity of the College Road-University Avenue intersection. They say a man suffering a non-life-threatening gunshot was located in the parking lot of a gas station at the intersection, and that preliminary investigation determined the shooting occurred outside the nearby hookah bar on College Road. The victim was taken to the hospital. Troopers are asking anyone with information, including images or video of what happened, to contact them. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.